Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This week's Torah commentary was written by Lauren Henderson, a graduate of JTS's rabbinical school and rabbi at Congregation Or Chadash.
My name is Lauren Henderson. I am in my final year of the rabbinical school at JTS, and this is a Devar Torah for Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, called Living at the Frontier. I began to realize that the only place where things were actually real was at this frontier between what you think is you and what you think is not you. But it's astonishing how much time human beings spend away from that frontier, abstracting themselves out of their bodies, out of their direct experience, and out of a deeper, broader, wider possible future that's waiting for them if they hold the conversation at that frontier level. Those words were David White's in conversation with Krista Tippett on the radio show On Being called The Conversational Nature of Reality. On the seventh day of Passover, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we reach the frontier of our existence, Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds. We had known slavery intimately, becoming deeply comfortable in Egypt even as we clamored to leave. And after all of the plagues and darkness and death, we arrived trembling at the water's edge, about to surface and breathe the unfamiliar air of freedom for the first time. Many people who have imagined the crossing of the sea, myself included, have pictured the sea splitting and the Israelites walking together down an underwater pathway, a yellow brick road of sorts, from Mitzrayim to the Promised Land. Exodus 14:22 says, "And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left." This image suggests that once God split the sea, the rest of the journey was simple, dry, paved, neat, and requiring nothing from the Israelites themselves. Apart from the Midrash about Nachshon's bold entry into the waters before they parted, was it really that simple for each individual Jew to make that crossing for ourselves? Was it really so easy to leave the pain behind and cross to the other side of the sea and then immediately burst into song? Back before this moment, when the Israelites were still stuck on the other side of the sea, their pain was visceral. They feared that they would be trapped and enclosed in the wilderness. Nivuchim hem ba'aretz. And Moses and the Israelites cried out in confusion, in fear, in panic. Rashi proposes that the word nivuchim here, translated as entangled or maybe perplexed, is actually connected to words for streams of tears, as in be'emek habacha, the valley of tears, from Psalms, and which we may know better from Lecha Dodi. The verse from Psalms, "Happy is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways, which passing through the valley of Baca, the valley of tears, make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with blessings." And from Lecha Dodi, "Rav lak shevet be'emek habacha, too long have you sat in the valley of tears, and God will have abundant compassion on you." The Israelites approached the sea with salty tears streaming down their cheeks, and these tears may have been the very keys to the splitting of the sea. The tears of the Israelites unlocked the salt water of the sea, allowing it to part, opening the channel for seeing the blessing and pain and the fierce hope that can emerge from deep sadness. Because maybe crossing the sea wasn't quite like walking down a pathway from one place to the other. The metaphor that I use, perhaps, maybe it was more like what's happening in every moment in our bodies on the cellular level, as molecules and chemicals pass through the receptors in a cell membrane. If you remember back to your high school biology class, in order for a particular protein to enter into a cell, it has to have the right shape to fit into a receptor located on the surface of the cell membrane itself. Like a key into a lock, it can only cross through the door and enter if it is the right shape and size. Moshe's staff could not split the sea. Even God's power could not make the waters part. Perhaps it was only those tears shed on the bank of the sea that made splitting the salty water possible. Our bodies, our lives, are comprised of trillions of these openings every single day. Kriyat Yam Suf, the splitting of the sea and crossing through to the other side, is happening at every moment as we witness miracles at the molecular level and at the surface of our own skin. It is not far away in the past, nor up in the heavens. Living at the frontier of one's existence is the receptivity to the immediacy of now, the pain and the tears of right now, the joy of now, holding the keys to unlock, transform, and open the gate to whatever is to come next. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. One who goes forth weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come back with shouts of joy, bringing sheaves with them. Psalm 126, verses 5 through 6.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. And discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.